Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
'49 was in George's Hill. A ragged band they called the Diggers came to show the people's will. They defied the landlords, they defied the laws. They were the dispossessed, reclaiming what was theirs. "We come in peace," they said to Diggins. "So we come to work the land in common and to make the wasteland grow. This earth divided, we will make whole, so it can be a common treasury for all. The sin of property we do disdain. No one has any right to buy and sell the earth for private gain. By theft and murder they took the lands. Now everywhere the walls rise up at their command. They make the laws to chain us well. The clergy dazzle us with heaven, or they damn us into hell. We will not worship the God they serve, the God of greed who feeds the rich while poor men starve. We work, we eat together, we need no swords. We will not bow to masters or pay rent to the lords. We are free men, though we are poor. You Diggers all stand up for glory, stand up now." From the men of property the orders came. They sent the hired men and troopers to wipe out the Diggers' claim, tear down their cottages, destroying their corn. They were dispersed, only the vision lingers on. "You poor take courage, you rich take care. The earth was made a common treasury for everyone to share. All things in common, all people one. We come in peace, the order came to cut them down.
Stone waiting for the river to run. tramp than a pious priest. I spent my life trying to learn to dance, now I just want release. I am a weary traveler who's been knocking on your door. Oh, guardian angel of my dreams, what do you still want more? I'm just a little crazy, sometimes a little blue, sometimes a little foolish, still in love with you, just a little crazy, sometimes a little blue, sometimes a little foolish. taken lovers and I've been cast aside. Set adrift to find my way by the stars and morning tide. I am a salty sea dog who has washed up on your shore. Oh, guardian angel of my dreams, please let me through your door. Just a little crazy, sometimes a little blue, sometimes a little foolish, still in love with you. Just a little crazy, sometimes a little blue, sometimes a little foolish, still in love with you. Sometimes a little foolish, still in love with you. Just a little crazy, you know. Sometimes a little blue, sometimes a little foolish, still in love with you. You get a little crazy, sometimes a little blue, sometimes a little foolish. Welcome to the Great Republic. Guess I should show you around. Where once I was a king, and now I am a clown. Well, baby, the love that we once shared made a king of me. But now you're gone. But now you're gone. All I face is poverty. King without a heart, king without a hope, king without a woman, baby. Oh, I'm a king without a crown. King without a heart, king without a hope, king without a woman, baby. Oh, I'm a king. But heaven don't boast, no heaven don't boast. The jewel, the pretty jewel, I just pawned. Every cloud has a silver lining. Whoa.
Every dog has its day. Oh,
oh, but I guess the sun stopped shining.
Shining, shining.
On the day you went away. King without a heart, king without a hope. Not a woman, baby. Oh, I'm a king without a crown. King without a heart, king without a hope, king without a woman, baby. Oh, I'm a king without a crown. King without a heart, king without a hope, king without a woman, baby. Yes, I'm a king, king, king without a crown. My throne. How do I get to tell my story when all I get's your answer phone? But you ain't home with the love you gave. I felt like royalty, but now you're face to face, face to face with one ex-member. King without a hope, king without a woman, baby. Oh, I'm a king without a crown. King without a heart, king without a hope, king without a woman, baby. Oh, I'm a king without a crown. King without a heart, king without a hope, king without a woman, baby. Yes, I'm a king, king, king without a crown.
There's no need to feel that.
Yeah, just take.
My obstinate uncle. My obstinate uncle once went to the sea with my mum and my dad and my cousins and me. We went in a yellow and green coloured bus, and the crowd of us made a magnificent fuss. My uncle, he's mum's younger brother called Ernie, was in a great mood for most of the journey, till he and my mum had a slight disagreement about what a sign pointing down to the sea meant. Still, that was soon over and nobody grumbled, as down through the sandhills we rumbled and tumbled, and into the sea with an almighty splash, then off up the sand in a hurricane dash. We had a fine picnic, the food it was grand, though everything was slightly covered in sand. Then went for a walk through the edge of the waves and found some alarming piratical caves. We plucked up our courage, went in and explored for ages and ages until we got bored. Dad had been watching and on our return he asked us quite anxiously, "Where's Uncle Ernie?" It seemed he'd gone off after lunch rather grumpy, complaining the sand was too lumpy and bumpy, and said, "If I look, I'm quite certain to hit on something or other more solid to sit on." My father had gone for a stroll later on and kept an eye out for where Ernie had gone, but got a bit worried when nowhere around, though he looked high and low, could my uncle be found. Myself and my cousins joined in on the search through the tea house, the pub, and the old ruined church. Then went back to Mum in a state of despair, till little Teresa cried, "What's that out there?" We looked where she pointed, right over the strand, and saw a small shape, just the size of your hand. And so we ran, but as we drew nearer, the shape it grew larger and queerer, for there on the edge of the water he sat, in his trousers and blazer and Panama hat. A long time ago there had once been a pier that had fallen to ruins for many a year, but down in the rubble, on one of the beams, old Ernie discovered the chair of his dreams and sat there as happy could be, with his shoes and socks off and his toes in the sea. He sat while we went for a swim and a run, built sandcastles, sunbathed and had lots of fun. And when we came back after taking a walk, he and my mother were having a talk. And as we drew nearer, being children and curious, we heard her say, "Ernie, please don't make me furious. You know how you suffer when you've had a soaking. When you're laid up in bed, you'll know I'm not joking." He said, "There's no need to make all this alarm. A drop of sea water will do me no harm." Said Mother, while throwing her eyes up to heaven, "You're worse than young Peter, and he's only 7. Come on now, please, Ernie, just don't be absurd." But he sat there, refusing to utter a word. Quite soon we discovered our little commotion had drawn a good crowd to the edge of the ocean, and watching the tide, it was rising quite fast, some people laid bets on how long he might last. By now there was water right over his knees, and people were saying he'd certainly freeze. And Peter said, "He'll get a cold in his bum, and got an 'I'll deal with you later' look from our mum." The sun was beginning to sink to the west as the water was rising around Ernie's chest. And then, as we noticed the first shining star, my mother said, "Ernie, this joke's gone too far." They all tried to move him, but so tight he gripped, they only got soaked as they slithered and slipped. When the water was lapping right under his chin, my dad came along and said, "Ernie, you win. Please do believe me. You've nothing to prove. We won't think less of you now if you move." But he sat like a statue in stone, though I think, when the grown-ups weren't watching, he gave us a wink. Dad said he was born for a watery grave, as the Panama hat floated off on a wave, and all we could see was his pipe and some bubbles. And sad Mother sighed, "There's an end to his troubles." Then, as we stood watching, our eyes growing dim, he stood up on the chair and dived in for a swim.
This is Sheffield Live.
Thank you. nature, the storm before the calm. I was a storm chaser. Now I'm cutting ties that tie me down. Every breath is lighter.
Physical attraction, but to my satisfaction. I love you, never know how much I care. And when you play that funky music, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. Hi, I'm Kelly Walker, and you're listening to Sheffield Live.